Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. And it's the start of a back-to-back for the Panthers. One on the road, one at home. Finally, the Panthers getting back to play some home games after this one today. But a big one, a big test. The Panthers and the Washington Capitals today from the nation's capital, and it's going to be a little bit earlier than normal. Puck drop, 5 o'clock is when we'll get things started from the district today. We're on the air with Panthers preview beginning at 4:30 p.m. And of course, you can hear us across the Panthers radio network presented by Baptist Health, 560 WQAM, Miami-Dade and Broward counties. You can find us on 1230 The Gambler and Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches. You can find us on Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast. You can find us on 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. And if you're a SiriusXM subscriber, get that SiriusXM app because every single Panthers game is on channel 931 on that app. And you can also take all the guesswork out of it and just download the Panthers app for free and hit that radio button in the top right corner and get our broadcast from wherever you are. So that's today, Panthers and the Capitals. Just letting you know where we are, when we're on the air, and it's a big test for the Panthers, the two division leaders in the Eastern Conference. Going head-to-head, the Panthers will meet Washington for the third and final time this season. Washington, a few days back, became the first team in the National Hockey League this season to clinch a playoff spot. So they're the one team that does officially have the X next to their name in the standings. If you look at it on NHL.com or somewhere similar, the Washington Capitals are officially playoff bound, and they're having a heck of a year, 100 points in 69 games. They lead the Metropolitan Division. But as for the Panthers, they enter today's action, 69 games played, 87 points. The Toronto Maple Leafs, who have a game against Nashville later on. Toronto, 69 games played, also 87 points. The Panthers, by virtue of the tiebreaker, they have one more regulation win than Toronto. That's why the Panthers lead the Atlantic Division at this point in time. And putting some pressure on the Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs, Tampa Bay, one less game played, two fewer points, and they play Utah tonight on the road. So lots of things to keep an eye on. The playoff races are in full force in the National Hockey League, and hard to believe, folks, already game number 70 for the Panthers this evening. Mentioned the Panthers going to be back home. We'll get to the look at the week ahead. We'll talk about what led up to this point as the Panthers get ready to take on Washington today. We'll recap the win in Columbus back on Thursday here in just a couple of moments. Panthers got back on the winning side of things. It was a big win, a tight one, a game that had a playoff type feel. We'll hear the big highlight from the game winner, as well as we'll have some thoughts from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice and more coming up here in just a few moments. Lots to get to on that. Should also tell you, coming up later on in the program, we've got a couple of exciting guests coming your way. Next segment, to give us the Washington perspective, talking about a team that has entrenched itself as a Stanley Cup contender this year. John Walton, the longtime radio voice of the Washington Capitals, is going to stop by coming up in our next segment. And then coming up before the end of the hour, segment number three, we will have my friend and yours from the Panthers television broadcasts on Scripps Sports. Randy Moeller is going to stop by coming up later on in the hour, so you don't want to miss any of that. But Panthers and the Capitals, a big one coming your way today. 5 o'clock, 4:30, we're on the air with Panthers preview. Panthers are home tomorrow night, and don't miss this one. Sidney Crosby and company come to town tomorrow. Panthers and the Pittsburgh Penguins, that's going to be a 6 o'clock face-off at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise, Florida. Panthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Then a little bit of a gap in the schedule. The Panthers will be home against the Utah Hockey Club on Friday. Their first time coming to Amerant Bank Arena. They're going to be right in the midst of a playoff chase, so you don't want to miss any of that. That's coming up on Friday at 7 o'clock, Panthers and the Utah Hockey Club. And then a week from tomorrow, the Panthers have a 1 o'clock in the afternoon matinee against the Montreal Canadiens at home, a game that certainly has playoff implications for both teams. And those Montreal Canadiens at this moment, here on March 22nd, 68 games in for them, they currently occupy the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. One of the real surprises in the National Hockey League this season is Canadiens continue to develop and evolve. But let's talk Panthers, and we'll get to a look back at the week that was here in just a moment. Panthers fans, listen up. The only way to score your 25-26 season tickets is by joining the Panthers Territory Membership waitlist. This is your chance to lock in the ultimate membership experience. The sooner you join, the higher your spot in line for early access. Don't miss out. Secure your priority spot in line for season tickets now. Go to floridapanthers.com/waitlist or call 954-835-PUCK. Well, for the Florida Panthers, turning back the clock, the Panthers, they were tripped up in close games a week ago in Montreal and then a week ago tomorrow on Long Island against the New York Islanders. And then the Panthers had a little bit of a gap in the schedule, went back home to South Florida, had a couple of practices, were able to regroup, and then the Panthers hit the road for a big game against the Columbus Blue Jackets, a team that has also been in and out of playoff spots, in and out of wild card spots here over the course of the last month as they're involved in that logjam of teams trying to get into the Stanley Cup playoffs and starting to get down to the late stages, obviously. But the Panthers went to Columbus, a team that had lost four in a row. They were trying to right the ship. The Panthers needed to get back on the winning side of things. They wanted to stay atop the Atlantic Division. The Panthers were able to have some success in that one. It was a close game, had a playoff-type feel. However, as we were going into that one, getting ready for that game, I asked Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, even a battle-tested team like the Panthers can learn playing some of these desperate, urgent teams down the stretch. Here's what he had to say.
It's all about that consistency of level. So the first thing to know is that the band between the very best teams in the NHL and the ones, let's say, that are on the cusp of making the playoffs is not very wide. It's just not. So that we can go in as the 8 seed 2 years ago and beat a team who had a historic season. Because it's just narrow. It's not much. It's a half step of juice, a little bit of energy, a little bit of focus, and then your structure. Most teams, I would say the top 20 teams in the National Hockey League, you know exactly what they're going to do every night. They're very consistent with their defensive game anyway. So it's that juice and that jump that you're trying to make sure that you can maintain. Understand you don't always have the emotional advantage on the other team. Sometimes it's even, sometimes you're behind it. But you're looking to, if I was to say I would sub out the Montreal game, because you have a handful of those games every year that you just burn. We've given up a combined 4 goals in our first two periods of our last 8 games. So the structure's right. It's the juice. We're just looking for that energy, that spark.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there talking about some of the challenges playing some of these urgent, desperate teams down the stretch. Now, also worth noting, going into the game in Columbus, the Panthers were without Dmitry Kulikov. Remember, he was injured in the game against the New York Islanders, but a luxury for the Panthers, they have Tobias Bjornfoot, who's played over 120 games in the National Hockey League, and they had him available. They called him back up from Charlotte of the American Hockey League and are able to plug him right back in. But here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice leading into the game against Columbus, talking about the luxury of being able to call up an experienced defenseman like Tobias Bjornfoot in the middle of a playoff race here and plug a guy like that in when you need him.
Yeah, he's just a good pro. So first thing about those guys is they're highly predictable on the ice of what's going to happen next, which allows the other players to play off him. He's got enough experience in his game that it's not new. And he's just a really smart player, so that he might not be the fastest guy or the biggest guy out there, but his decisions happen so early and they're so often right that he makes up for any of that. And he closes the gap. He doesn't play with any fear. He plays fast. He can make an inside play. So we feel we got a real good defenseman that can come in, and we're not going to play him in the 5-6 to start. We're going to play him in the 3-4 and then keep our other pairs the same.
Panthers Head coach Paul Maurice there talking about being able to plug in Tobias Bjornfoot going into that game in Columbus, and it was a close game, and defense was big in that game. Both goaltenders were big in that game, but it was an entertaining game. Anybody who followed along with Thursday night's game, who says you need a 6-5 game to be entertained in the National Hockey League? Panthers won that game 1-0 in overtime. It took all the way into overtime for the game's first goal to be scored. The Panthers were able to get back on the winning side of things with that win in Columbus back on Thursday night. Here's Alexander Barkov's game-winning goal as it aired across the Panthers radio network from Thursday evening.
Barkov into the right circle, looks around. Jones fakes the shot, gives to Barkov. Barkov to the high slot, a shot, and he scores! There's the overtime winner! Alexander Barkov, 30 seconds into overtime. A power play goal for the game winner. The Panthers strike first. It took over 60 minutes of hockey. The Panthers get it done. A huge win here in Columbus tonight. 1-0 the final in overtime.
So the Panthers won at 1-0. That was the goal. Alexander Barkov had a beautiful shot. Now the Panthers run a power play to start overtime. Very late in regulation. There was a battle for a loose puck along the boards, and Kirill Marchenko of the Blue Jackets inadvertently batted it out of midair and over the glass, ended up setting Columbus back. It was a delay game penalty, so the Panthers took that power play presented by Publix into overtime, and the Panthers were able to cash in on the man advantage. That was all they needed for that one, because Sergei Bobrovsky had a 25-save shutout. Now, we'll hear from the overtime hero, Alexander Barkov, in just a moment. But post-game, here's Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky. Again, another shutout for him as he continues a monster second half for the Panthers. A 25-save shutout. This is Bobrovsky post-game on the win over his old team, the Columbus Blue Jackets.
They have a good team. It was a tight game, and again, it's a big points for us. We had a good game. We put together a good game, and it's a big win for us. We're just gonna reset, refocus, and get ready for the next one. We were strong. I thought we were solid. Lots of smart plays. You know, like we were tight. Yeah, the opponent had their chances too, but we were tight. We were together, and we compete as a unit. It was great. And again, so I felt the flow. I felt I had some action around my net too. So it was great fun game all around, and it's even more fun to win that game.
Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, 25-save shutout for him, picking up the win over Columbus back on Thursday evening. That was an overtime win for the Panthers, and Alexander Barkov scored the overtime goal to secure the second point in the standings for the Panthers, help keep the Panthers atop the Atlantic Division by getting that victory. Here is the captain, Alexander Barkov, post-game after the Panthers' victory over the Blue Jackets on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, two good teams playing against each other, two good goalies, so it's a tight game all the way till the end. Got the power play at the end and executed. Well, they battle really hard. They play really smart. They just played really well. So they had the puck a lot, especially in the second period. They had a lot of shots there. In the third, it was a little more tight game. So I think we also did things right and got rewarded there. We also talked about it before the game that we're also in the battle, so it's not over for us at all. So we need to get there as well, and we need to change the mindset a little bit that we need to win games as well and battle for the playoffs as well. So I think we were desperate today, and we wanted to win, and we got the win.
Alexander Barkov right there, Panthers captain, says the Panthers were desperate in that game back on Thursday night. We're getting to the time of the year where everybody has some desperation in their game, and you have to, and the Panthers know that. This is a battle-tested team that's on to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals, that's won a Stanley Cup, obviously, and they are poised to make a run at another, and again, turning up the urgency there and getting that victory in Columbus a couple of nights ago, and it was Alexander Barkov with the overtime winner. Now, switching gears here, hearing from the Panthers head coach once again. This is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice with his reaction to the Panthers win Thursday night over Columbus. Again, the Panthers' last game. That does bring them into tonight's game here in Washington. But here is Paul Maurice post-game, what he liked from the Panthers' victory Thursday night.
Especially with kind of our challenges on our blue line, I thought Toby was really good tonight, and that is critical. But where you see it the most then would be on your penalty kill, so great work by the penalty killers on that. Sergei made a couple of big saves on our kill. And then it's a grinder. They've clearly, you know, this is an important game, all these teams that are fighting for their playoff lives. So I like the fact that we've been able to play in tight games. I've been saying that for 2 months. I think we've, even in the two we lost last week, they're pretty tight in the third. So to come out with a win after losing two is important. We're not in the playoffs. So that's the key piece. 85 points coming in tonight's not getting in the playoffs. So we got lots of work to do. And we're going to be challenged in that work between schedules and injuries. But you can really find some good things with your team when you're facing that kind of adversity. And when you look at the schedule that we'll face on the way out, we're getting all teams exactly like Columbus or teams we're fighting for the division lead. So they're all meaningful. Road wins always feel better because the guys get to enjoy them together. And then we'll go in and play the best team in the East and try to do it again. I mean, that's what it's going to look like. When we get into the playoffs, it's not flowing up and down the ice. What you like is these are real games. And sometimes you get to this point and you end up playing a bunch of teams that are either already in for sure or already out. And neither of those games are playoff real. So these are all, like, when you look at the last nine games that we play, every single one of them is going to be a grinder. And it's going to be exactly the hockey that we'll see if we get enough points to get in.
Yeah, the Panthers going to get everybody's best and maximum intensity here down the stretch. Paul Maurice and his team know that, and that's why Paul Maurice was happy with the victory his team pulled out there the other day in Columbus. Panthers fans, Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is open and ready for you. Register today for public skate sessions, hockey programs for kids and adults, curling and more. Come enjoy this brand-new community gym in the heart of downtown Fort Lauderdale. FTLWarMemorial.com is where to go for all the program details and to sign up. Just getting started here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass doing great work as always. We're going to have a couple of guests stopping by the rest of the show. We'll have a full preview of today's game, Panthers and the Capitals. We'll talk all that and more as we head down the stretch here on Panthers Insider. Coming up next, John Walton, longtime radio voice of the Capitals, will join us later on in the show. We'll hear from Red Deer Randy Moeller from the Panthers television broadcast, and we'll talk a little bit of Panthers Capitals. We'll talk some Alex Ovechkin, the historical significance of what's going on there as he tries to chase down Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. Lots to cover here, and John Walton stops by on the other side. Again, Panthers and the Capitals today at 5 across the radio network. But coming up next, John Walton comes by to tell us about those Washington Capitals, all that and more as we preview today's game. This is Panthers Insider, just getting started on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back in here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. And well, a big game for the Panthers today. It's going to be a 5 o'clock face-off in the nation's capital, 4:30. We're on the air with Panthers preview. The Panthers and the Washington Capitals, the two division leaders in the Eastern Conference. Panthers trying to get some separation between themselves and the Toronto Maple Leafs. And don't forget about the Tampa Bay Lightning either. Washington, they're trying to just keep things rolling, which they've done all season long. The first team in the National Hockey League get that X next to their names in the standings as they have officially punched a ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And well, kind enough to stop by here on a Saturday morning and help us preview all of this evening's action. Longtime radio voice of the Capitals, John Walton. John, how are you this morning? And looking forward to another fun one tonight.
Yeah, Doug, it should be. I think when you have the defending champs in town, I think, you know, thinking back to 2018 when the Capitals were in that same boat, there's just a little bit more swagger when the team that won it all is in your town. So looking forward to this one. The Panthers, obviously, I think the road still goes through South Florida once we get to the postseason. But, yeah, going to be a lot of fun tonight, no doubt.
Now, before we get into talking about the matchup specifically, John, just want to talk to you about what has made this Capitals team so consistent all season. But the Alex Ovechkin chase of Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record, it's in full force. I know he's capable of a lot of things, but I don't think he's going to score 7 today against the Panthers. I just feel pretty confident saying that's not going to happen today. But the record is going to be broken here at some point soon, whether it be late this season or early next season. What's it been like for you, and what kind of a rallying point has this – chase been for the whole team?
It's been a lot of fun, obviously, and something that will never be replicated again, I don't think. I mean, you never know. It can be the next big thing and somebody ends up passing Alex one day. But it is inevitable at this point, no matter how it happens. It's not totally inevitable that it's going to happen this season. He's still got to pump in seven more between now and game 82, which, funny enough, is in Pittsburgh. So the Caps, after today, with 12 games to go, have eight of them on the road. So there's at least a little bit of doubt of where it is going to happen, and hopefully it does happen this year. And obviously there's a lot of attention, not just in the hockey world, but in the sports world on it. So, yeah, I feel sorry for you. You're not going to end up getting this one, I think. Seven goals is a bit of a tall ask, but it is kind of fun for me thinking about some of our colleagues who have a real shot, and Bobby McGilligan in Columbus has two shots at this in April, and a home-and-home that we have. Chris King with the Islanders has two shots at this with a game that we actually go to Long Island twice yet, so there's a couple there. And then, of course, our broadcasting brothers in Pittsburgh, a game 82, which you got to feel, at least I do, that it's probably going to get down to the last three or four games. I think it's probably unrealistic. I think if he hadn't broken his leg November 18th in Utah, that we would be probably talking about it in the past tense. I think it would have happened already. But as it is, the fact that he missed 6 weeks and he still is bearing down on it, still is leading this team in goals. And to your point about the team, this is a team in every sense. There is no Connor McDavid walking through that door. There is no Leon Draisaitl. There's not that Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, that the superstar wattage guy. But you've got 12 guys up front and six on the back end, all that bring unique skill sets, all that have formed this cohesive unit over the course of from training camp on, that I don't know, even, you know, 2018 was obviously a good year around here. I don't think I've seen a closer team than this one in terms of the off ice, in terms of how well they bonded together. There were seven new players that were brought in at the beginning of the season, and they have only lost three games in a row one time all year. They have had eight streaks of at least three wins in a row, including right now. And have won seven of eight coming in. So incredibly consistent, some breakout stars, some veterans having great years. Tom Wilson's having the year of his life, a 30-goal scorer for the first time. So a lot of different things have gone into it. Very good, really, from top to bottom. They've been remarkably healthy, and hopefully they can continue that.
And, John, you mentioned some of the new faces who've come in. You guys have a South Florida connection on your squad there between Jacob Chychrun and Brandon Duhame, a couple of guys who were, Panthers fans as kids and went to Panthers games as kids, obviously, and now find themselves in the National Hockey League and a part of a really good team there in Washington. What's it been like for those two, and what kind of impact have those two specifically made, again, with our listeners in South Florida, some local interest there?
Yeah, no doubt. And Jeff Chychrun's in town, too, and is watching. And obviously they have a lifelong bond between those two guys. And being able to team up in D.C. and play together is very special for them. Jacob Chychrun's been unbelievable. I mean, 18 goals, one of the best among defensemen in the NHL. He does have the most game-winning goals by a defenseman in the league coming in. He's done it six times among his 18 goals. And Brandon Duhame just got a goal the other night, and I love the way he plays. He's so gritty, and he's so tough to play against. And in that role, skating alongside Nick Dowd, and now Anthony Beauvillier after the trade deadline, has found a home on that line. And, you know, we call him the fourth line around here, but that's really not accurate, and we really need to stop doing that because they get more ice time than the third line does. They're out in a lot of different situations, usually defensive. But they've been a pretty good offensive spark, too. And I talked to Spencer Carberry this week about the bottom six, and he said he really likes the way that they're playing right now. And he figured, and this was on Tuesday, saying it's really only a matter of time before they start contributing more offensively. And lo and behold, Andrew Mangiapane got a goal Thursday night against Philadelphia, and Brandon did, too. So I think there's going to be maybe a little bit more offense than we've seen from those guys lately. They seem to be really rounding their game into form as we come down the stretch here, and the top six have been good pretty well all year. So pretty balanced offensive attack. There's no 50-goal guy. There's no Alex Ovechkin vintage style from 10 years ago that's leading the charge, although he's been very good too, at least in finding the back of the net. So a lot of different ways that they can score, and Jakob Chychrun is a pretty part, the biggest part of the mobile and offensive defensive core that this team absolutely did not have a year ago. And Jakob Chychrun's probably been the biggest reason it's changed so much.
John Walton, longtime radio voice of the Capitals, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. Two more before we let you get going here, John. But Spencer Carberry, you mentioned the conversation had with him, the Capitals head coach. I think a lot of people across the broader hockey world, maybe still getting to know this guy a little bit, but you're around him every single day. Got the Capitals into the playoffs last year. This year, he's had this team rolling all season. What's been the best quality you've noticed in Spencer Carberry as a National Hockey League head coach? He's one of the best young coaches, I'd venture to say, in all of sports, not just hockey.
Yeah, it's probably not enough time in the day to talk about all of the positive attributes. And I'm still, he's the first coach I'll ever have that was younger than me, too. But it's that took a little bit of getting used to. But you know what? He is so cerebral in how he approaches the game. He's relentless in his pursuit of excellence. He is such an incredible communicator with his players. And the guys love playing for him. I mean, the Caps put out on social media what the coach gives at the end of the game, a post-game speech. And, you know, it's always so inspiring and it's always so encouraging. And, you know, I sit down with him every day at home for our pregame show, and I always feel like I leave with something that, you know, I can file away. And just, you know, being able to take complex concepts and boil them down and to be able to communicate them to his players on what he wants and what, you know, even from a media perspective, what we're able to glean from it. It's really kind of funny that, you know, the Jack Adams, I think he's going to be a runaway winner. I don't think anybody thought that the Capitals are going to be in this position. And I think he's gotten enough national recognition at this point that that's probably a walk. I would also stump for Dean Evason in Columbus and Scott Arneal in Winnipeg, in no small part because they were assistant coaches here and they were wonderful people. And I am so happy for Arnie. We're going to see Winnipeg on Tuesday up there, which is arguably, I think, the biggest game left on the NHL regular season schedule, that the two best teams are going head to head in Winnipeg on Tuesday night. Really looking forward to that one. Obviously facing the defending champs right before is not a bad way to get ready for that. And then a game in Minnesota on Thursday. After that, the schedule lightens up a little bit. So where does this team finish? I mean, right now at 100 points, 13 games to go. I mean, even if they win half, I mean, you're looking at 115 and now, you know, upwards of 120, potential for President's Trophy. Obviously not the end goal, but I think the job that Spencer has done to put this team in position right now with 13 games to go is just phenomenal.
John, last one here for you from your perspective. You mentioned this Capitals team coming and having 1-3 straight. Big game against the Panthers today. Last time in the regular season we'll see these two get together. What's going to be the biggest key from the Washington perspective for this game that gets going at 5 p.m. here this evening?
Well, I think being able to break pucks out against a Florida team that I know it doesn't quite have all of their weapons in place and won't maybe until the postseason. But the Panthers are defending champs, and I know that this team has the ultimate respect for what they did. When we saw you guys last February, and obviously you guys had your way with the Caps last year, I was like, I don't know who's going to beat this team. And I know it got tight at the end, but it ended up being a Stanley Cup winner for Florida. And I firmly believe that when the playoffs get started and it's Florida and Tampa and Toronto on the other side, that's going to be some of the best hockey, kind of reminding me of 10 years ago between Washington and Pittsburgh and those battles that would happen in the second round. But against this team, you want to be able to finish strong. You might see them later. Being able to break pucks out cleanly is always important for this team. If they are able to start accelerating through the neutral zone and can get in on the defense and get 10, 12, 13, 14 shots in the first period. The starts for this team have been good lately, but on the whole, they really haven't been very good this year. And I really say since maybe U.S. Thanksgiving, Capitals lead the world in coming from behind when giving up the first goal and also are the best third period team in the league. Sometimes their firsts aren't all that great. And they have had some good ones here in the last five games. They need to do that against Florida, because if you're playing behind against the Panthers, you better pack a lunch. It's going to be a long night for you. So I think a strong start and really puck management starting with the D is where it's going to all start tonight.
John Walton, longtime radio voice of the Capitals, kind enough to stop by. And John, the Panthers, the Lightning, the Capitals, the Canes, the Winnipeg Jets, the old Southeast Division is just rolling right now. I think.
Isn't that fun?
The old Southeast Division is just locked in contenders from top to bottom there. John, as always, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll see you at the rink a little bit later on today, and thanks again.
Thanks, Doug. Southeast for life. We'll see you at the Big Barn in a bit.
There you go. He's John Walton, longtime radio voice. The Capitals, my friend and yours, kind enough to stop by and give us the perspective on the Washington Capitals coming into tonight's game. Panthers and the Capitals, 5 o'clock, 4:30. We're on the air with Panthers preview. We'll talk some Panthers on the other side with my friend and yours, Red Deer Randy Moeller. Back-to-back guests here on Panthers Insider this morning, getting you set for the Panthers. And the Capitals coming up this evening. 5 o'clock. Is it the afternoon? Is it the evening? I'm going to talk to the producer, Dan Day, on the other during the break, and we're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of this, what we should call this time of the day. I think it's Day, and I think Dan's the appropriate one to ask because his last name's Day. So we'll find out. We'll get the breakdown on the other side. It's the Panthers and the Capitals coming up tonight at 5. Today at 5, whatever you want to call it, here on this Saturday. And coming up next, Randy Moeller is going to join us to talk Panthers, coming in from the Panthers TV broadcast. This is Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back into Panthers Insider. Doug Plagan's with you, talking all things Panthers hockey. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Big thanks again, John Walton, longtime radio voice of the Capitals, for stopping by last segment, giving us the Washington perspective on tonight's game. 5 o'clock, we're dropping the puck. Panthers and the Capitals in Washington. 4:30, we're on the air with Panthers preview. And you can also follow along over on the TV side with the Scripps Sports crew. And part of that, my friend and yours, Red Deer Randy Moeller, who's kind enough to stop by now as we preview this big-time matchup between the two division leaders in the Eastern Conference. Randy, how are you this morning? Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks, Doug, for having me on. I'm ready to go. 5 o'clock puck drop today. The Panthers have dropped their first two games against the Washington Capitals, so they'll be looking to end this really extended road trip on a positive note, hopefully get a win, and then they're hosting Pittsburgh tomorrow back in Sunrise.
Well, starting right there, Randy, it's the front end of a back-to-back, and the Panthers come in off a win, that win over Columbus back on Thursday night. It was a close one. Took all the way to overtime for the first goal to be scored in that one. Barkov got the game winner about 30 seconds into the extra frame. Felt like a playoff game, and it was a game against another desperate opponent. A little different tonight because the Panthers are playing a team that's already wrapped up a playoff spot, but that felt like a playoff game, didn't it, that game the other night against Columbus? And that was a good one to see the Panthers come out in front of.
Yeah, I thought the Panthers, they stuck with their game. Both teams having trouble getting the offense going because of the goaltending was so great and outstanding. Sergei Bobrovsky just seemed like that game could have gone 80 minutes long, and he was not going to give up a goal. So the Panthers, they know that they're in for a lot of these games against desperate teams that are trying to make the playoffs or get playoff positioning. And I thought that they handled it well. They didn't get out of their system. They stuck with it, and then finally got a break in overtime. The captain wins the game with the power play goal. But it was physical. I expect today's game to be physical and that too. But it's always a great event, and especially this year, the big talk, the great race, the great eight, Alex Ovechkin trying to break Wayne Gretzky's goal. Mark, so there's going to be a lot of buzz in the building here today in Washington, D.C. I think the Washington Capitals, they've been the story of the season, Doug. They retooled in the offseason after a disappointing year last year, and they've been basically the best team all season long, and they've been so consistent in that. So, and Ovechkin, it's amazing, 35 goals he's got already this season, and he missed, 15 games due to injury. It's a great storyline, and it'll be a lot of fun broadcasting that game today.
I'm glad you brought up the Ovechkin chase of Wayne Gretzky's goal-scoring record, because, Randy, I wanted to ask you about that just for historical perspective. You were still playing in the league when Wayne Gretzky broke Gordie Howe's record back in 1994, and at that point in time, a lot of folks thought that we'd never see anybody get close to this total. Wayne, of course, had a few more years left and padded his total and got up to 894 eventually. Randy, did you ever think that somebody was going to make a serious pursuit of this record? And now, whether it's before the end of this season or early next season, it seems like a given that Ovechkin's going to pass Gretzky.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt he's going to pass him. I mean, he is committed to it, and it's just a matter of time because he still has the skill and still has the desire to do it. I will be honest with you, Doug. I never thought anybody would come close to the Wayne Gretzky goal when he broke Gordie Howe's record at 802. But after about 10 years of Alex Ovechkin's career, where he was averaging 40 goals a game and he was well on his way, and he's built so solid that if he wanted to play 25 years in the NHL, that he probably could, then you started to believe that this could. The only thing that was going to get in Ovechkin's way is a very seriously or multiple serious injuries, and He's been very durable, and the motivation's there. He's just a pure goal scorer, and that shot that comes off of his stick. So, the last 10 years, the talk started that maybe he could. There's still a few doubters, but I never doubted him, and I'm glad I didn't, because I look pretty foolish. He's a special player. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Panthers match up against him here today, because you know he's going to shoot the puck every time he's anywhere near the net.
Randy Moeller, kind enough to stop by. I didn't catch him on the Panthers television broadcast on Scripps Sports, and a couple more minutes with Randy. Randy, in mentioning that, the Panthers getting their last shot at Washington in the regular season. Coming off a nice win, but as the Panthers gear up for this stretch run, hard to believe that this is already game number 70 on the schedule here this evening. And with it being the front end of a back-to-back, in your mind, what is the biggest key for the Panthers against Washington here in this evening game here in the district?
Well, the Panthers have been going pretty good. I think, it's easy to say, but it is a big point for the Panthers in the sense that they're special teams. Their penalty killing has been outstanding, and what they have the third, fourth best road penalty killing on the season. They're on a pretty good stretch right now, too. I think they've killed off 32 of the last 34 or something like that, and that's been a big reason why the Panthers have been pretty consistent, especially on the road. And their power play, they got 7 power play goals in the last 7 games. So, long-winded answer to that is I think special teams. Panthers have to stay out of the penalty box. You don't want Ovechkin to have 4 or 5, 6 opportunities with a man advantage. That will be a key. The Panthers have to be disciplined, yet play their physical style. And then, the Panthers are scoring at least 1 power play goal over the last 6, 7, 8 games, and that's been a big part of their offense. That needs to continue as well. I look for that. Sergei Bobrovsky, I think Thompson will probably get the start. What a season he has had for the Washington Capitals. A great goaltending matchup. It'll be goaltending and special teams. And usually, Doug, at this time of the year, that's what it comes down to, where the games get a lot tougher. They get a lot tighter. Not a lot of open ice, and it's a lot of grinding games. I think it boils down to goaltending and special teams, and hopefully the Panthers are going to be on the right side of that.
Randy Moeller with us, and Randy mentioned it right at the end with John Walton last segment, but how about the old Southeast Division this year between the Panthers, the Capitals, Tampa Bay, Carolina? You throw Atlanta/Winnipeg into the mix. All these teams are rolling this year. It's the year of the old Southeast Division.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago where maybe only Tampa was the one that was that could be respected the most out of that division and that. But it is a great story. It is, and it sets up. But as everybody's been saying, once the playoffs roll around, there's going to be a couple teams in the Eastern Conference that are going to be out. Great teams in the Eastern Conference. Out in the first round and even in the second round as well. It makes it for great competition, and that the Panthers know that these last 12 games. They really want to get their game rounded into form. They're almost there talking to Paul Maurice. And once they get Tkachuk back, they get Marchand into the lineup, they'll be ready to go and get their line set around the playoff time and that. And there's no doubt the Panthers have more than enough talent to defend their Stanley Cup championship. And it's going to be an exciting time. But these last 12 games are going to be a real tune-up. And they want to figure out what the line combinations are going to be and also D pairs. Hopefully they stay healthy and get Kulikov back on the defense. He's a big part of that. And then get rolling. You want to hit on a high when you're in the playoffs. If you're not, boy, it makes it very difficult.
He's Red Deer Randy Mueller. You can find him on the Twitter X platform at Hey Red Deer, and you can find him on every Panthers television broadcast on Scripps Sports. Randy, as always, thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll see you at the arena in a little bit.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much. That's Randy Mueller stopping by to talk all things Panthers here on a Saturday morning, and it takes us up near the end of today's program. Again, the Panthers and the Capitals, 5 o'clock puck drop, 4:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We invite you to tune in for that one. And elsewhere across the National Hockey League today, quick rundown of what's going on around the league. Vancouver at the Rangers gets things started at 1 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Eastern, Buffalo at Minnesota, and the Flyers will visit the Dallas Stars. 3 o'clock Eastern, St. Louis hosts Chicago. The Carolina Hurricanes have won 8 in a row. They'll be in L.A. at 4 o'clock Eastern. Also at 4 o'clock Eastern, Calgary and the Islanders on Long Island, as the Islanders have put themselves back into the wild card race. The Utah Hockey Club hosting Tampa Bay at 5 Eastern. At 7 Eastern, Toronto at Nashville. We'll be keeping an eye on that one. Colorado visits Montreal. Also at 7 Eastern, New Jersey hosts Ottawa. 8 o'clock Eastern, Vegas hosts Detroit. And at 10 o'clock Eastern, Seattle in Edmonton. The last game to get going on this Saturday slate, 10:30 Eastern, Boston visiting San Jose. That's the rest of the action across the National Hockey League. Games all over the place that impact the Atlantic Division and Eastern Conference playoff races. That takes us to the end of the program today, folks. Big thanks to Randy Mueller for stopping by. Thanks to John Walton for stopping by. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.